Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Hi, this is Jim with Bridge Ministries. Thank you for listening. These five messages are entitled The Simplicity of the Gospel. And the purpose of these five 10-minute or so messages is to encourage us with this really wonderful revelation that walking with God Almighty through Jesus Christ is simple. It's easy. Everyone can do it, no matter where we are in our spiritual level, no matter who we are. We can walk with Him in fullness forever. Amen. This is incredible. I want to quickly make two points. The first point is that, and these are kind of to prove this. Now, the first point, every person on the earth can walk with God, and they don't need a Bible. They don't even need to hear the gospel. They don't need all of these modern conveniences and the technology that we have in the developed world. Every person on the earth can walk with Him in fullness. And that's what I'm going to explain in these five messages. Let's remember that the Bible was put together in the late 1400s. So for most of human history, people have not actually had a Bible that they can refer to every day. So that's one issue. Today, in our modern world, it's really amazing that the estimates are that up to 1 billion people don't actually have a Bible, and or they do not know how to read. They are probably in underdeveloped countries around the world, and they don't have all the modern conveniences that we have. So they don't have a Bible. But God has made Himself available to every person on the earth. It's incredible. It's amazing. Now, yes, in our developed world, we have things, and we should use them to our advantage. But my point is, this is proof that proof of the importance of our relationship with Him, which is by far the most important thing, really the only thing that matters. It's 99.9% of our walk with Him, okay? And everything else flows from that. The problem is, so many of us get caught up in doing things and not focusing on our relationship with Him. We're focused on the Bible. We're focused on a church, a ministry, doing things for God, all those things are good, right? But our relationship with Him is everything. And then we start to realize these wonderful truths related to the fact that when we have this relationship with Him, it's even more than a relationship. It's a new life where the Holy Spirit lives in and through us and is all around us. And then we start to realize how glorious the mystery is of a new life in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ in and through us. Everywhere we go, the Holy Spirit is there. Amen. In Him we live and move and have our being. We don't have to have all of these things that I've been talking about, that I've mentioned, which are all good. I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm making a point that our relationship with Him is 99.9%, really 100% of our walk with Him, and everything else flows from that. The Bible, ministry, our church, our relationship with people, everything flows from that. Amen. And so let's get back to focusing on just that relationship. I'm saying this to all of us, including me. I need to hear this, that when it's encouraging, it's wonderful. It's 24 hours a day. We're in Him and walking with Him, and that's when things start to happen. That's when the great things happen. We're not getting distracted by all these other things. That's what happens, I think. We get distracted with all of these things. We're in the modern world. We've got millions of things that can capture our attention. But let's get back to that relationship with Him. And again, that's why I emphasize, when I talk about people around the world who don't have a Bible, they don't have modern technology, maybe they don't know how to read, or people throughout history like that, people maybe who've never heard the gospel, it might be easier for them to walk with God than for the rest of the world, because they don't have anything else, right? But they're back to the basics. They're back to it's the simplicity of walking with Him, and He's with us all the time. Amen. And yes, if the Bible can benefit us, that's fantastic. Again, I am making a point here, and it is so important, because really the heart of the matter is, when we die and we face Him, or we're facing eternity, it's, do we have a relationship with Him or not? That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. It doesn't matter if nothing else matters. It's that. It's the relationship with Him. I hope this is encouraging to you. I hope that this gives us a sense of realizing, hey, this is awesome. This is glorious. Every person can have a direct relationship with Him right now. No matter what's happened in the past, whether someone is unsaved or has been saved for a long time, let's just start right now. Every day His mercies are new, and every day is a new beginning, and we can go directly to Him. We don't have to go through a minister, priest, or anyone else. Yes, we should be in a church, but again, it's our direct relationship with Him. Everything flows from that. The key with that is knowing the Holy Spirit, walking with Him. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. They're all the same. It's glorious. It's incredible. It's an incredible, beautiful mystery that we can do that, that we can walk with Him. And more than just that, we can, as I said, this new existence that's a mystery, where we're in Him and He's in us, and we flow in that, and it's this glorious mystery. There's incredible, exciting things waiting for us, and this is just so awesome. It's so awesome to know. We don't have to understand everything. We don't have to have all of these books and teachings and go to seminars and go to this and think, oh, this is going to be... No, it's so simple. In fact, you don't even need this podcast. I hope that you continue listening to these podcasts, but you don't need this. You don't need me. You don't need anyone else. You don't need... all the books, the teachings, all of these things, those things can be good. If those things are helping and flowing, you know, if someone has the 99.9%, you know, they're walking with God, then yes, these things can be a blessing. And glory to God. So, thank you for listening. I'll continue in part 2.